wherever there's a situation such that a foreign national is going to come to Hong Kong to either establish a new business or join in an existing business, then that foreign national, if he wishes to be resident in Hong Kong in order to engage in the affairs of that entity, will have to pass the approvability test for an investment visa to the extent that he needs to show that he can make a substantial contribution to the economy of Hong Kong. Now, I've discussed the exact requirements to pass the approvability test for an investment visa at some length elsewhere on the site, so I don't propose to go into the specifics in this answer. You can find that information appended to this post. However, where there is an existing foreign national that's sponsored by a Hong Kong company that's forming the basis of an investment visa approval, and if that another foreign national is going to be joining that business, then independently the incoming foreign national is going to have to show, in the context of the contribution that they're going to make through the deployment of their skills, their resources, their finances and the like into the business, that they independently can make a substantial contribution to the economy of Hong Kong. So effectively, there is certainly the possibility of you getting an approval for your partner to come and take up residence in Hong Kong, but you really need to look at the elements of the approvability test for the substantial contribution part. So if you're bumbling along, as it were, not yet making profits, but you've got a clear set of business premises, you've got local employees, you've obviously got a good proposition, you're doing turnover, the thing is moving forward, and with evidence that you can adduce to the extent of an updated business plan with other information that shows that if your partner is allowed to take up residence in Hong Kong in order to assist you build and grow and develop the business, the fortunes of the business will improve, you'll move into profitability, additional jobs will be created, and it's fair to say that, all things considered, the business will then go on to become a solidly entrenched commercial enterprise, then yes, you stand a pretty good chance of being able to get an investment visa approval for him. On the other hand, if you really are just struggling with the business and it isn't fulfilling its true potential, and you don't have a lot of resources to deploy into the business, indeed his own resources as well as yours, then you may struggle to get approved. So it's not a shoo-in by any stretch, but if you look to the parameters of the investment visa approvability test as detailed elsewhere on the blog, you get a clear idea of the kind of challenge that lays ahead. Okay, I hope you find this useful.